Chapter 1. He'd put in a 15-hour shift the night the call came in. Too many impatient drivers on 93, leading to too much crash, bang, boom. City was like that this time of year. The trees were bare, night coming on quick, and the holidays looming. It felt raw outside. After the easy camaraderie of summer barbecues, you now walked alone through city streets, hearing nothing but the skeletal rattle of dry leaves skittering across cold pavement. Lots of cops complained about the short gray days of February, but personally, Bobby Dodge had never cared for November. Today did nothing to change his mind. His shift started with a minor fender bender, followed by two more rear-enders from northbound gawkers. 4 hours of paperwork later, he thought he'd gotten through the worst of it. Then, in early afternoon, when traffic should have been a breeze even on the notoriously jam-packed 93, came a five-car pileup as a speeding taxi driver tried to change four lanes at once, and a stressed-out ad exec in a Hummer forcefully cut him off. The Hummer took the hit like a heavyweight champ. The rusted-out cab went down for the count and took out three other cars with it. Bobby got to call four wreckers, then diagram the accident, and then arrest the ad exec when it became clear the man had mixed in a few martinis with his power lunch. Pinching a man for driving under the influence meant more paperwork, a trip to the South Boston barracks, now in the middle of rush hour traffic when no one respected anyone's right-of-way, not even a trooper's, and another altercation with the rich ad exec when he balked at entering the holding cell. The ad exec had a good 50 pounds on Bobby. Like a lot of guys confronted by a smaller opponent, he confused superior weight with superior strength and ignored the warning signs telling him otherwise. The man grabbed the door jamb with his right hand. He swung his lumbering body backwards, expecting to bowl over his smaller escort. And what, make a run for it through a police barrack swarming with armed troopers? Bobby ducked left, stuck out his foot, and watched the overweight executive slam to the floor. The man landed with an impressive crash, and a few troopers paused long enough to clap their hands at the free show.
"I'm gonna fucking sue!"
the drunken exec screamed.
"I'm gonna sue you, your commanding officer, and the whole fucking state of Massachusetts. I'll own this joint. You hear me? I'll fucking own your ass!"
Bobby jerked the big guy to his feet. Ad exec screamed a fresh round of obscenities, possibly because of the way Bobby was pinching the man's thumb. Bobby shoved the man into the holding cell and slammed the door.
"If you're gonna puke, please use the toilet,"
Bobby informed him, because by now the man had turned a little green. Ad exec flipped him off, then he doubled over and vomited on the floor. Bobby shook his head.
"Rich prick," he muttered.
Some days were like that, particularly in November.